Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome to the program. My name's Kerry Stevenson, and I'm delighted today to bring you the CEO of Danakali. And Danakali, his name is Niels Wage. The ASX code is DNK, and the word means a lot, which we're going to get into. So welcome to the program, Niels. Great to have you here all the way from Amsterdam. I love technology.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kerry. Really like the opportunity.
Well, let's start, Niels, with the name Danakali, because it's an unusual name. Where does that come from, and how does it relate to what you're doing?
Yeah, no, it's a very good question. Danakali actually stands for Danakil Basin. I mean, we're developing a sulfate of potash project in Eritrea, and the Danakil Basin is a dried up sea of layers of salt, which stretches from Eritrea to Ethiopia. So that's Danakil, and then Kali is salt. So you combine the two, you get Danakali, which is a good combination of actually telling where we are in developing the project, and then Kali, the salt, the aspects of the minerals that we're producing, Danakali, and we thought that's a great name to actually call our company, so people know this is about salt. Where is it? Well, it's the Danakil Basin. There you are.
Okay, so let's talk about the project and how you managed to come across this, because it sounds, I mean, you know, in reading a little bit about the company, you know, it has a life of mine of 200 years, which is extraordinary, and 1.1 billion tons. So that is an enormous project. How do you even start to chunk that down?
Yeah, no, it's a very good question. And we're quite excited about the size. And actually, as you say, 200 years of product, which is really, if you look at where it is, and if you look at the mineralization of all the layers of salt that we can mine, and the way that that it's actually the geology, it's very flat, so we can and it's very shallow, so we can mine it through open cut mining, and has enormous scalability. It is because we can mine it from very shallow, so we're starting at 16 meters deep, which is actually very, very little. If you look at most of the other projects out there, they either have to go sinking shafts or they need to do big evaporation ponds. We can produce from solid salts, which makes this a really unique opportunity to develop. And it is there, it's sitting there for many years, and 5 million years ago, it was dried up, and you're at the bottom of the sea, getting all these layers out. And it's a unique opportunity. And if this project would have been in Canada or would have been in Australia, it would have been mined 100 years ago, because it's just so easy to get to the ores. It's easy to process, and that's what makes this project really unique. It has huge scale. It's got the attributes of shallow, and therefore open cut mining. And it's very close to the sea. So the infrastructure to actually get the product out is very advantageous, and really, really excited to get involved. And we're working together with the INAMCO, the Eritrean National Mining Company, in a joint venture, 50-50%, to develop this project. And we're well advanced. We've done a lot of things in terms of studies. We finished our FEED study, front-end engineering, and we have secured $250 million of finance. We still need some finance to go, and that's what we're working on. But we also have an offtake agreement for 10 years for EuroChem. So a binding offtake agreement, which allows us to have access to cash flows and really de-risk the project even further. So great opportunity, and really excited to have the opportunity to actually develop this.
Niels, it sounds like you've been working away in the background there. You know, you've got your advanced financing, you've got some offtake agreements. You seem to be flying a little bit under the radar with this. Can I ask, first of all, how did you come across the project? Why didn't somebody else take it up? That's the first question. And the second one is, what's it like working within Eritrea as a jurisdiction?
That's a very good question. So we go back about 10 years, a little bit over 10 years, when the project was discovered. Now, Eritrea was an Italian colony. And if you go back to the early 1900s, it was a colony of Italy. You can see the remains of a beautiful city with a lot of architecture. But they already discovered that it was potash. So there was some very low-scale, small-scale mining happened there. But it was never taken off to a big project and to big development. And when we were looking for exploration opportunities, we came across the Danakil Basin, and we know that there was some activity. There has been some activity on the Ethiopian side, where some other projects have been developed and are still looking into. And we thought, okay, well, there could be an opportunity here in that same basin, but on the Eritrean side, and that's what we found. And we did significant exploration, a lot of boring, and we came across this massive deposit, and got into development with Inamco, and this is where we are now. That financing, as you spoke about, of 250 million. That is well advanced. So we still need a small gap to close, but that also has given us the opportunity to actually kick off the development. So we're working with our EPCM provider, DRA, on actually developing the project. So we're going through the work. And we're okay. Really excited
Niels, I'm going to just stop you for a minute because it froze there. So let's just step it back for a moment. I'm not stopping the video because Philip will pick it up, and I've just done the timing there. It completely froze. So let's just go back to where you were talking about the joint venture.
So we're developing this deposit with Inamco, the Eritrean National Mining Corporation, and it's a 50-50 joint venture. We have done our studies, and right now we're in the process of actually the development. We are working with our EPCM provider, DRA, on getting confirmation of the FEED numbers, doing some procurement long lead items. And that's what we're doing, some test work, and really getting into the development of the project.
It is a joint venture, 50-50 joint venture with the Eritrean National Mining Company. How does that work? Are they are they hands-on, or what part do they play in the project and in taking it to the next level?
Yeah, I mean, they are a company which is looking after all the mining interests in Eritrea, and obviously well experienced. They are also a partner in another mine, which is there, the Bisha mine. So they are very familiar with mining, but we are really putting the studies together, we're putting the finance together. They're a great partner because they obviously have access to the ministries. and helping us with getting the licenses and also with their experience from the Einar, the other mining operations. They're a great contributor.
Let's just talk a little bit about the offtake agreement that you spoke about. It's a 10-year offtake agreement, because that obviously gives you, I guess, a lot of confidence to develop this mine, because you've already got a customer that is looking for produce. What is the market like, and has that agreement, because it's a 10-year agreement, and we said earlier this is a 200-year mine life with 1.1, yes. I mean, it's enormous. So 10 years seems like just a little drop in the ocean. I mean, is that helping with the financing, the fact that you've already got this? And what is the supply demand like for sulfate of potash?
Yeah, Kerry, a lot of good questions. So let me start with the offtake agreement with EuroChem. EuroChem, very big producer of fertilizers. We have an agreement, as you said, 10 years for an option for another 3 years. That's for the first module. And as you say, having a EuroChem there gives us the opportunity to really focus on developing the mine, getting the infrastructure up to the levels that we want, to the quality of the product. And we don't have to think at this stage of the marketing, the sales, and the supply chain distribution all the way to our customers. And having EuroChem there as our partner is a great opportunity for the first module. That's 472,000 tons. There will be a second module, which is another 472,000 tons. So the first two modules will be about 1 million tons. That's completely open. Now, what gives us the opportunity is just to give to get the cash flow, to focus on developing the mine, getting the quality product out there, and run, have a walk before we run. And I think that's that modular approach, and having the offtake there gives us that opportunity. And having them as a partner has been great. Now you're asking about the demand and supply of the SOP market. Well, SOP is the product, if you compare it to other potash products, it's the premium potash, which is used in fruit and vegetables and nuts and tea, because it doesn't have any chlorine in it, very low, and so it doesn't affect the taste. So if you put a fertilizer, a normal fertilizer like MOP, Myrrh of Potash, on an apple, you will taste it, and it doesn't taste well, right? So you need to have something which is low chlorine. That's the SOP. It's got all the great attributes of the potassium, which a plant needs and the fruit and vegetable needs to really grow. And this premium fertilizer, that's what we produce. Now, if you look at the demand, I mean, we all know we're going to 9 billion people by 2050. Significant growth in population globally, but also you see a shift of people moving into a lot more healthy foods, more fruit and vegetables. And as people get more affluent, they also be able to have a richer diet. All these factors have input on the demand for these crops, the high quality cash crops. Where this fertilizer is needed. And if you look at the amount of land which is available to grow these crops, those are limited. You can't just easily expand it. So what you need the existing land and get better yields and get more production. And one of the key inputs there is fertilizer. So a farmer uses fertilizer to improve its yields. And this is where the sulfate of potash demand is really healthy. The key attributes of that market is driven by the demand, and then also the amount of supply which is available is limited. Got a couple of the Australian projects out there, but the primary projects, the alternatives which are out there is just limited, and this is where the opportunity lies for our project, big scalable. And very low cost. So that's why we're quite excited about the Kaluli project.
So with this project, why should investors get excited right now? Because are you far enough down the road that the value is now going to be coming fairly quickly? Is that what you're saying at the moment? Because clearly, you know, it's been around for a little while, but you've done a lot of work. There's going to be a lot of news flow coming up. Why should investors sit up right now and understand that Danakali is here and it's about, what's your time frame for production? Is it, you know, 1-2 years or what are we looking at?
Yeah, Kerry, it's a very good question. I mean, I think there's a couple of key attributes for our project. First, the size, 200 years of mine life, significant scalability opportunities. Where we are on the cost curve, because we're low cost, or because we can mine it with open cut mining, we're very low cost, and we're very close to infrastructure, which also helps to keep our costs down. We're only 75 kilometers from the sea, the bird's eye. Our closest port, existing port, is 230 kilometers. So our ability to bring product to the market, it's a high quality resource. We're producing from solid salts. We have de-risked the project quite significantly with an offtake agreement with Eurochem, which gives us cash flows. If you look at the key financial aspects, we have an IRR of low 30s and an NPV of $439 million. So very healthy economics, cash flow coming in at $85 million annually, and a scalability, a high quality project, and we're in development. You asked when you think you have your first product. We think 2022, construction starting in 2021. We're currently well on the way with the development, with the EPCM work. So it's all on the way, and it's a great opportunity to jump on board get this project into production.
Niels Wage, thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Danakali, sulfate of potash, Eritrea. Check it out. Thanks very much for joining us, and we'll see you next time, Niels.
Thank you very much, Kerry.